Once again, we're joined here at the NFL Scouting Combine by secondary coach Aaron Glenn and A.G. Going back to last year's draft, you guys ended up with a pretty good haul out of it, ended up with a starting cornerback, Marshawn Lattimore, and a starting safety, Marcus Williams. About those guys, as you reflect to last year, what about them made you feel like they would be starting caliber players?
I think, first of all, you give a lot of credit to Jeff Ireland and our scouting staff. I mean, those guys did a good job of vetting these guys, and not just the football side of it, but the character side of it, too. So I think he brought two guys in our room that actually meshes well what we're trying to do. But when you look at those guys as far as their athleticism, I mean, it was no question that they can compete at this level. And then as you continue to move forward with those guys and you understand exactly how they think as far as football players, it was a no-brainer those guys were starters for us. And with guys like that, those guys are actually foundational pieces for you continue to grow. So I think right now when you continue to look at guys, we could continue to look at guys that look like that and act like that and hopefully end up being like that. So, but those two guys are outstanding players.
You know, you were a starting cornerback in this league. How difficult is it for a rookie to step in? Those guys step in and started game one.
It's tough. But the thing is the mentality of the player that you get. And I think that's one thing that we looked at as far as Marshawn is his mentality. And he has that mentality of, listen, just line me up against anybody and I'm going to go play. And if he gets beat, he doesn't care. He's going to come right back in the guy's face and continue to compete. So that just that competitive edge, that competitive balance that you want as far as a corner, he brings that to the table. And all of our guys do that. So, and that's one thing that we look at, the mental toughness of a guy.
Yeah, I was about to suggest that a couple of years back, you know, he was not drafted, but Ken Crawley ends up starting at cornerback also. Obviously, you guys are able to find players wherever they are, but how difficult or how hard is it for an undrafted guy to be able to get in his position?
Well, I'll tell you what, just in this league in general, for an undrafted player to do the things that Crawley has done has been actually just unbelievable, you know, especially at that spot. But the thing about Crawley is when you watch him on tape in college, you saw some things that intrigued you. I mean, you saw some size, you saw length, you saw speed, you saw footwork. And the thing is you just try to get that and try to mold into what you want to be. You end up getting what you get with Crawley. So it's not easy. It's definitely not easy for an undrafted rookie, especially at that position, to come in and play the way he's played. But I'll tell you what, again, you just look at the mentality of the guys that we have in the room, you start to see that, you know, it's a common bond between all those guys. And that's one of the things that we look at as far as the defensive players.
You know, one thing they always say is it's hard for a great player to be a great coach. How are you not looking for the next Aaron Glenn?
You know what? I've never looked at myself as a great player. I just looked at myself as a player, and I let everybody else tell me what they think. If they do think, I appreciate it. But I will say this. I think the one gift that I do have is I look at everybody for who they are, and everybody's not the same. And Ken Crawley is not Lattimore. You know, Lattimore is not Sterling Moore. All those guys are different. I try to coach them to figure out, okay, what can those guys do and how can they help us be successful? And I try to tap into what that skill set is. And if one guy's good at playing press coverage, then I'm going to teach him to play press as best I can. If one guy's good at playing off coverage, I'm going to teach him to play off coverage as best I can. And I think that's why I go about it. I mean, I do that with every single player in the secondary, even Marcus Williams. And you know, we had Raphael Bush and Kenny Vaccaro, all those guys. You just try to tap into what they do best and try to bring that skill set out as best you can.
Now we're here, as I mentioned previously, another combine. Looking at this crop of corners and safeties and guys in the secondary this year, is it a good year?
You know what? I really do think it's a good year. You know, for the past couple of years, I think it's been good years for secondary players. And, I mean, you got to give credit to a lot of these coaches, college coaches now. I think they're number one, they understand what they look like. Mm-hmm. And number two, I think they're coaching these guys a lot better as far as letting them understand what they have to do to be successful. So now what we got to do is try to continue to clean those guys up and try to see how they integrate to be a part of our team. So I do think there's some talent here. Just like it's going to be some talent next year, it's going to be talent next year and after that. So, but I'm looking forward to this year's crop and looking out and see if any of those guys can fit into what we're doing.
All right. That's Aaron Glenn, Saints secondary coach. Had a couple of gems last year. Looking to add, see if he can get another jewel of the class this year.